Stay corny.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Coin in the Black podcast show.
Games to talk about. Thanks to all my fans. And now y'all can hear me really good. And my microphone works. This thing pick up everything. So you hear somebody laughing in the background, that's Jessica. But we'll talk about the situation in Ukraine. I haven't been watching, but go to Facebook, go to YouTube, go to Twitter, and Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, we'll be talking about Star Trek, the next one, episode Picard, and the final episode of Discovery, and much, much more. And I also got a script. That's one of my people wrote for me, so I will get that out. But all the people around the world and around the country, all 50 states, come on, get a cup of coffee, sit down and join, turn that TV off. It's time for the Coy Whittle Live podcast show. Go! Well, it'll be time for the next Star Trek Picard on Thursday. I hope a lot of people start watching it. I mean, it was really good. It started off really good last week. And it's... just keep it up, you know. Just keep watching. I don't know what more to say that hopefully it would get more fans and it would grow, you know. And I forgot to pull my strip up that they wrote for me. So I have to do this now without the strip and do the next one with the strip. But I'm into it. No, I'm into it. It's a good show. Okay. We'll talk more about that. But I just want to know and see the situation in Ukraine is still going on. And I don't know if Russia finally went home or not. But I hope they did. And I just hope these people get their country back. I just hope they find talks or do something. I mean, it's just a bad, really bad thing, you know, to see a country invade another country in the 21st century. We're supposed to be working towards new space stations, working towards go back to the moon, working towards go to Mars. But here, Russia invading other countries. So, we gotta turn it around, people. We gotta turn this around. Because it's not fair. It's this is not fair to other people. You know, we have to go, you know, look out for other people. And Ukraine is one of the countries now is in really need. So I'm asking all my fans all over the world and country, if you have anything, go to your Red Cross and donate to this country and help this country out, okay? They didn't ask for this. They didn't need this. They were a peaceful country, minding their own business, and here comes this big, ugly, nasty empire coming to destroy them with mass destruction and all. But they didn't ask for it, okay? So, just be nice, Americans, and just do something nice. And I know some of y'all will. I know 1,000 billion of y'all around the country will. Others will just look at it like, okay, whatever. And then there's got people who just don't care until it happened to them. And those are the people I'm trying to change, you know. And God says, love your neighbor. So, love your neighbor, okay? And, I mean, will you let it, happen to your neighbor in the state? If somebody come invade your neighbor state? Suppose Mexico want to come invade the United States. And, you know, I'm just saying, this pose, I know probably it's not going to happen, you know, but just suppose they do. Wouldn't you want our neighbor state, like Canada, come and help us? They come and destroy Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. No, wouldn't you want them to come to help? The cities and stuff they destroy. Well, just think about it, you know. Don't think it can't happen in America, because it can, okay? I mean, we saw a lot of nasty things over the years that went on. I mean, just look at the beginning of the century, between September and 2001. Yeah. Now you believe me? That's exactly what I'm saying. And I think the country Ukraine, they came over here and helped us with stuff, you know? I don't have no evidence of that or not. When the towers fell, they came and helped us. I don't have no concrete evidence or nothing, but, you know, you never know, you know? I mean, even Russia called President Bush and asked him, do they need help? No. That's the rumor I heard. I don't know how true it is, but that's the rumor I heard. And all I'm saying is, it pays to give back, you know. It pays to give back. Or help your neighbor. And no matter, it don't have to be the neighbor next door. Or the nearby country, state. Help your neighbor, nearby country, you know, country across the Atlanta. I mean, hey, you know, like I said, it could happen to you. But here in America, we just too comfortable with the things that we have. When we too focused on our technology and too focused on our toys and stuff like that, our big cars or expensive stuff, our little sweet so-called American woman and all, and all they want, some of them want is this money, you know. I say some, not all. Same way with men. And we just cool up with ourselves. and we don't think our shit stink. We don't think our shit stink. But it do. It stink real bad, you know. And this can't blame it on Russia because, I mean, Russia had no right to invade Ukraine. And it was wrong, deadly wrong, not instigating in enough element and being on Russia's side. But, hey, United States been picking on Russia for a long time, you know. It's one of those picky countries. Always pick on somebody and demand them. Like China. I mean, every time they do something, here we come. Demanding them no. But why are we saying no to them? That's their country, you know? Why are we in that shit? Why are we all off their asses and all? I don't want to smell no China shit. You know? Leave them alone. You know, one day, maybe they will have money like us. Maybe they will get $15 an hour when they work and stuff like that. I mean, maybe they will stop that labor law, that slave labor law, you know? And maybe they will one day wake up and start building their economy and make the money just like we do. I mean, everybody know that. Some states is at $15 an hour, right? Or more. But China don't get that. That's why we go over China. It's cheaper to make some stuff over there for America. The labor laws, you know. We don't have to pay that much. I think, I don't know how much they get. Like, maybe four. $3 an hour? I don't know. I don't know. I have to check it out and I'll get back to y'all on that. And I just want anybody ever know, do anybody know how much they get? Anybody from China? Come to the show, come to speak and leave a message and all. How much they get over in China making when they work? $3, $4, you know. It's a nice country, though, and it's a big, busy country. But just look at here in America, you know, and some other countries and stuff. And we got a maid, you know. We really got a maid. That's what I think, you know. And people, just look what you got, you know, look around, look at your wife, look at your husband, look at your big-haired children, look at the big-haired dog, or dogs, or cats and dogs, if y'all listening, all of y'all listening, but this, I mean, it's amazing. How blessed this country is, and we look at other countries, and they don't even get what we get. You know, Russia's the same, North Korea's the same. Thank God, South Korea they just like us. I think Hong Kong is like us, but it's part of China now. I'm not sure, but anybody know the story on that? Please let me know. But, I think Mexico is a little bit, but I know Britain and Great Britain and Spain and all of them, it's nothing like that overseas throughout York and all, in the United Kingdom and stuff like that. And the countries that surround them and all. But, it's just some countries that's right there by Russia and North Korea and all. You know? But their country take care of them. They take care of their people. They got military and all that. They take care of. But they take care of them. You know, they take care of their people. I mean, you got to pay taxes and stuff like that. I don't know how much taxes you have to pay overseas and stuff like that. But you get free medical care, you know, in some countries like Canada and overseas in Britain and all. You get free health care. I mean, that's what Obama was trying to do, you know. He was trying to get us free health care, just like got in Canada and overseas. But Republicans didn't want that. And so people just didn't understand what he was trying to do. And he come yet?
No. He said he will call me when he's, done with the movies.
Well, the movie probably ain't over yet. So that's just the way it goes, you know. And just things that we do. And say, you know, I just want to know if anybody went to go see the new Batman movie. I got a script for that. And some of the things that were reported already in the Batman. And the amount of money that made. I forgot how much they say it made. I got to look it up again. But that's not the point. I just want to know if anybody liked the new Batman. Leave a comment on Speaker on my webpage. Go to Speak and find me, the Corey Whitlock Show, and chat, okay? And I will be coming on live and all, since my microphone works now, because I got an IMAX computer. So, it works, and I'm so glad that it do work. I kind of messed it up when I got it, though. But I'll get another one and then take that one and fix it up and put it on this one. But for right now, I got one, and it don't sound like echo or nothing like that. I'm just so glad it works. But I just want to talk about Batman for a little while. And remember the first Batman movie when they first did Batman, Michael Keaton? And they had the Joker in there. Then they did Batman Return or something like that. Then I think after that it was Batman and Robin. And they just kept doing Batman. They did one Superman movie. I think one Superman or two Superman movies. I don't know. I'm really not a superhero fan. I like Superman and Batman and all. I like the Justice League. I used to watch the Justice League and all. But I'm really not a big fan of it. And, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of people who do like it. And I just want to know who liked the new Batman. And called the Batman. And who plays the Batman now? I know Ben Affleck is not playing the Batman. And like I said before, I want him to do Daredevil, another Daredevil movie. Because I like the Daredevil movie. No, it was really good. They should kept on making Daredevil, Batman, Superman. You know, Wonder Woman, then Batman, Superman, Daredevil, Aquaman. You know. You know, this kept going like that. Green Lantern. You know. That's all the super friends, right? That's what Marvel did. Marvel Comics did. They made 3 Iron Man movies. You know? Then they put Witcher Calm together. They put them all together in 3 movies. No? So, I'm just wondering what DC is doing. I mean, with all these Batman movies. Come on, let's make some more Aquaman movies. And make some more Green Lantern movies. And make some more Daredevil movies and Superman. I definitely want to see another Superman movie. You know? Everybody loves Batman, but what about Superman? You know, what about, you know, and have you forgot about him, DC? Warner Brothers? You forgot about Superman? And how many fans who like the Justice League, who went to see the Justice League and like the Justice League, and fans that want to see another Justice League? I mean, reboot. Maybe reboot and do it over again. And this time, make it just like the Avengers. Have some action and stuff like that. You know. I mean, it's probably going to be the same thing, you know. A little different. Different superheroes and all. But give it some good villains, bad guys. And just like Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Green Lantern, and all of them, go at it. Just like they did in Avengers. They went at it. First Avenger movie, second one, third one. Just do the Justice League like that. Nope. Do it like that. But it was different opinion about the Justice League. I didn't see nothing wrong with it, but a lot of people did, and they thought they were going to get the same movie as the cartoon and all that, and I don't know. I mean, you just got to ask the fans who were ready into it, you know, because I really can't tell you, but like I said, I don't hate Aquaman or Batman or Superman. Because it's mostly the same, like Star Trek and Star Wars, you know, with different formats and different storylines and stuff. But mostly the same, you know. Not that much to say. Not that. It's space adventure, super adventure. Space adventure, super adventure. The fantasy movies, like the castle movies and stuff like that. The dragon movies, Game of Thrones and stuff like that. That's fantasy. Superhero fantasy. Space opera fantasy. But they really falls into the category of science fiction. You know? But a little fantasy. Space fantasy, superhero fantasy, but it all fall in the same thing, you know. But it's kind of good, kind of bad, kind of hard, kind of weird, kind of this, and. Just, you know, go see it, everybody. Because we just getting back to the movies. Studios have just started releasing new movies. And we just getting back into the movie theaters and stuff like that. I mean, wow. What a difference this pandemic made. And that's the question too. How many of y'all is so glad that we are back on our feet again? Schools is open. Business is back in business. And movie theaters is almost back to normal. Hopefully AMC is back to normal. and they back on their feet and not bankrupt. So one time, I think ANC was bankrupt and stuff like that, and I'm about to throw on their last foot, you know. Right before the pandemic, I had a STEM card, you know. I had one of those movie cards that you can just jump in line. You get a large popcorn, a large soda, and everything, and just go right in there. You know, had the movie cards. I just wonder if they're going to bring them back, you know. If they're going to bring anybody working at AMC or any managers or owners who listening to this, y'all going to bring back the movie cards? I hope you do. Because I had the top one. I had the golden card, where I can get all the drinks and stuff like that. How many of y'all miss that? I do. Because you don't have to stand in line. You can buy your tickets online and then just go right in. You know, I think you still can buy your tickets online and everything. But I'm just going to wait until the movie that I like, want to see, like Top Gun and some other movies come out. And then I will start going back to the movies. But I was trying to get my driver's license so I can drive to the movies and back instead of using Maryland Mobility Service. And all y'all in Baltimore who lose the mobility service, I mean, how is it going for you? Because it's not working that much out for me. You know, they slow. They don't come pick you up. I'm working at work. I get off at 4:00. They give me a courtesy call saying they're gonna be here at 4:45. You know, and come to find out, they went to the wrong building. Then they said they was there and they wasn't there. They went at the right building. Because where I sit right in front of the secretary desk, and we can see any car go up the hill and go down the hill. We can see anybody coming in and out, because the doors is glass doors, and we can see every car come in and out the place where I work at. And I call the people, and they trying to say, the van came. We did not see no van come down the road and all. And sometimes they try to say they came, but they never come. But in my opinion, the service is just need to be fixed. I mean, it need to be fixed real bad. I mean, really bad. That's how, I mean, really bad. I mean, I can't even say it's good, because I don't know what to say about it. That's my opinion. And sometimes they go the wrong way, they go all the way around, stop, instead of taking me home, go straight up Norman Parkway, hit Liberty Heights, and then hit Howard Park. They go all around Bel Air. And all, and they're a trip, you know. They really is, you know. And they think they're doing you a favor by just coming, you know, picking you up and all and stuff. But you the customer, you the one paying their paycheck, and the people who answer the phone and stuff. So you're not doing them a favor. They not doing you a favor. You doing them a favor by using the service so they can have a job. You know? But they don't want to know. They don't want to hear it. You know? So they get small with you. They just, some of them nice and all. And sometimes you get the wrong ones who don't want to do nothing. And like the one I got the other day, who tried to say the bus came, but it didn't come. It didn't even have it on camera. And that's one of the things they don't know. They got cameras to watch everything that comes in and out the facility, you know. And it was no mobility came. The dummy went to the wrong address. And then he lied to say he came. You know. So. That's why I'm ready. Just trying to get my own. My driver's license. And I'll get there. And so I just want to. All your mobility customers. Do you like? Is it good? Is it okay? Or do you feel the way I feel? Disappointed. I mean, you do get where you're going, you know. But are you disappointed like I am? So I'm hoping all the people in Annapolis who run the mobility and Department of Transportation and all that. Here's what I'm saying. It's not working. You need that. Mobility need help. The mobility service need help. They don't pick up people. They get smart with you. And that's the way it is, you know. This is my show, so I'm speaking from experience. So moving on, because mobility giving me a headache, this thing about them. Like I said, Star Trek, I think it's in the last one, and it will come back the 5th season. Yeah, that's right. Give it a hand, yeah. 5th season. For all the haters who don't like Discovery. This season. And for all the haters and trolls who say it ain't gonna even make it to the third or fourth season. All the haters say they ain't gonna make it to the second, third, or fourth season. Or fifth season. Yeah. That's how I feel about you. That was a shotgun going off. But, you know, just stop hating, okay? Go watch your old Star Trek, okay? Go watch your Captain Picard and his crew. And go watch old Kirk and all that, if you don't like the new Star Trek. Because it's here. It's here for the new fans. It's here for us. It's here for the people who like it. And I like it. I like Picard. I like Lower Decks. I like the other cartoon. And I damn sure love Captain Byrne. She's the hottest Star Trek female ever been on Star Trek. And there's a lot of more hot women on Star Trek too. On Discovery. But Captain Byrne, she's good looking. She's sexy. You know, no defense. If she married and her husband listened to this, no defense. It's show business. She's gonna have male fans, you know. I'm not one of those crazy fans and stuff like that, no. I don't got time for that. I can see her on TV instead of trying to go crazy. No, I'm not one of those stupid fans like that. But just to see her on TV as captain, as a black woman, and all that, that's enough for me, you know. And if I ever go to a Star Trek convention and she's there, I'm sure she'll take a picture with me and all that, you know, if the line is not long, you know. But that's the next question, people. How many of y'all go to Star Trek conventions and see your favorite Star Trek star there? And the line is so long. And you get in line and all of a sudden, you gotta go to the bathroom. Not number one, but you gotta go do number two. But you want to see this. You've been in line. You're almost up there. A couple people for you. Taking the pictures with Captain Kirk, Picard, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. You see them all. All of them up there. And they're taking pictures. And you're almost up there. And you're almost next. And all of a sudden now, you got to go to the bathroom and do number two. And you know you get out of line, you have to start all over again. How many that happened to people? It don't have to be Star Trek now. It could be your favorite sports star and all that. So how many did it happen to people? How many did you got in line, you almost got up there, and all of a sudden nature called. You couldn't hold it. You just had to go. You couldn't hold it. And all of a sudden, when you get back, it was closed down. It was all over. You missed your chance. Wow. You've been waiting all your life just to shake that person's hand. And that damn doggone nature came calling. I know, I feel for you. You know, but it's the things that I make you think about, you know. So next time you go to a Star Trek, Star Wars, or whatever convention, make sure everything is empty. Before you get in line, don't drink no coffee. Don't eat nothing that's going to make you do number two. You know, if you have to starve, starve until you get that autograph and picture. But mean that too much to you, because nature will come at the least suspected. Not only when you have to go to the bathroom, but sometimes bad storms and stuff like that, or something happened, they had to close down. I mean, this make you mad, don't it? Yeah. I know you're thinking about it. It's like, oh my God. I know all this stuff. Well, just here thinking, you know, thinking about y'all, thinking about things that happen to people, you know, and just think about it. So next time you go to that next convention, don't matter what convention it is, or whenever you go. Sport games, whatever it is, just make sure nature is empty. I mean, these sci-fi shows have been around for many years and I don't see no end to it. Especially Batman, Superman, and all. Making money. That's one thing. But it's such fans that's just thirsty for more. You know? We the ones that's just thirsty for more of it. And long we thirsty for more of it, those studios like the thirst. And they gonna give us a drink every time we get thirsty. You know? And that's why I come in with Top Gun. Oh boy. Paramount. Ready? When I saw Top Gun, I thought it was just one of those movies. Those classic movies. It would be one movie and we won't make no more. And we'll never see them again, those characters again. It was one of the most stunning movies in American movie making history. And it was just so good. Just the classic, how they used to make movies with stories and special effects and stuff like that. It's just how Hollywood used to make movies. And I just want to... Alexa, when Top Gun 2 come out?
The film Top Gun, Maverick will be released on Friday, May 27th, 2022.
So, Top Gun, May 2022. May 2022. They plan to release this movie, and I just hope that it's like the first one. Not gonna be great as the first one. I just hope it's good like the first one. It's my opinion, they shouldn't do a two. The first movie was just good enough to have one story. You know, have one story and shut it down. You know, it was no open for two. But they made it too. They found a way to make it. And we found out that the same Tom Cruise got character, he's still a captain. After all these years, he's still a captain. The reason I like Top Gun, because I'm a Star Wars and Star Trek fan, you know? Because that's what we got right now. Planes. Fast planes. We don't live in the 23rd century or 24th century. If we get reincarnated, we probably will. But that's the fastest thing that we got right now in my timeline. So why not like it, you know? It's the military. They got fast planes, cool planes. It's a movie. The character, hopefully it'll be a good story. I'm sure it will. I'm sure all the people that made one came back to make two. And some of the writers, if they still living, come back. But it took them a long time. But like I said, Top Gun was just that classic movie that you just don't touch. You make it one time. You don't go back and touch it again. You know, it's just like the movie E.T. Steven Spielberg haven't yet made a sequel to E.T. He made Jaws and everything else. I think he made Close Encounter 2 and 3. I think so. I'm not sure. Anybody who knows this, leave a comment on my YouTube channel. No, but I definitely know, well, right now I know, as far as I know back then, that he was going to do E.T. 2. If they do it, that means they have to go back. The boy all grown up now, and his son or grandson will experience the same thing he experienced. I don't know. I think they should leave that alone too, because E.T. is definitely a classic. I mean, I just want to know how many of y'all think that they should do another E.T. movie. I think they should just leave it alone. No. It's a classic. It closed with a classic. And I don't know. It's, you know, Star Wars, you can go back to that movie because it was an open after 6. Of course, The Force Awakens. You know, it's continue stories, you know, on that, in that universe. Star Trek is this ongoing universe stories. And other movies, they can do 2, 3, 4, like The Adventures and Batman and all them. But movies like E.T. and Top Gun, people just leave it alone, you know? Just with these sequels, now you're going back and messing with real classic movies and bring the sequels out to them. If they come up with a Top Gun 3, I'm done. I'm done. Just make this the last Top Gun. Make sure it's good. Make sure it's right. Make sure people love it. Okay? So, May the 20th, people, it's like back in 1977, Star Wars came out on that day. So, May the 20th, Top Gun is coming out. Tom Cruise is coming back to that character. I don't know the name, but he's coming back to that character. And we're going to see another Top Gun. And that's my opinion, you know. I don't know what to say. Really don't. I will be back tomorrow at this time. But my pre-shows goes up at 12 a.m. So I'll be recording a show probably every night. Probably one or two shows every night. Or maybe one or... But I will get a show up before the week is over. Maybe one or two shows before the week is over. Since I got a lost audience now, I gotta start getting more shows up. And it's almost just like 30 or 35 episodes left of the third season. And then I'm taking a break. So probably around, I'll say, around May or June, the last episode of the third season will be here at the Corey Black Show. And I'll take a break all the way from June to probably August. I'll announce when the season 4 comes. It'll probably be at the end of August, between September and the end of August. Okay? But we'll see. And I just thank all my listeners for coming out and listening, though. And you heard my daughter, Jessica, and I'm going to try to have my son, Michael, here, and maybe my daughter-in-law to do something. Maybe we'll talk about something and all. But, and Ashley, like I said, I'm trying to get maybe all the kids together, too. So, maybe that will happen soon. Just keep you up with what's going on in my life. Like I said, Jessica had a little hiccup this week that she wanted to go back. But they called detectives who were doing the investigation on the guy who what happened to her. And they said, no, she can't go back. So just leave it at that. Hopefully, that's dead in the water. Gone, finished, over. And, we'll see. But she's happy. She's been walking around here smiling and all. And hopefully she'll be all right. So I'm just asking everyone around the world, in the country, in Baltimore and all, pray for her, okay? Because she's been through a lot. And that mother she had, that Candy Clark, Candy Lynn Clark, anybody know her? She She's not a good person. Okay? She's just not. And what she did to her children and all, it'll just break your heart, you know, some of the things that you hear. But I just ask everybody to pray, you know, those who do pray, you know, you pray for me, you pray that I found her, that I did. Now she's living with me, so pray for her, because I can't get in details right now because it's under investigation and stuff like that. But once this is all over, she's settled, she's happy, she forgot about that other parent, and she's enjoying her life, then we'll probably talk about it. But it will be a while, guys. But all I have you do, pray for us. Pray for the Whitlock family. Pray for my children and me and all. And I will pray for y'all as well. We all in this together, brothers and sisters. I mean, all my brothers and sisters across the world and country. And I will pray for your family as well. And it's God the one that got me this show. It's God the one that got me all of this stuff to talk to y'all. So that's what I'm doing. Talking to you. And praying for you. You know. And all the people in Ukraine. And all the people who are near that country and all. Please pray for them. Help them. Help your brothers and sisters. And all the people in America and nearby countries, if you can't, just pray for them. Just go to church and pray. That would do more too. You know, that's more. And God would take it from there. But gotta go, people, because I'm going to watch a movie. My son put a beep coming over. But soon it's all over. It'll all begin again. But once again, this is me. I got my new microphone. Got my microphone to work. Better than the other microphones that I had and all. Ooh. I'm glad that I just hope people can hear me really good, and I'll see you in the next episode. And as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with you in all times. Good night.